Well, it says Esa Yavshim Lakash Lebiachana. This is the first time all the kashas up to now have been Lebiachana to Esh Lakash. Yeah, it's just Lakash Lebiachana. So Esa Yavshim Lakash Lebiachana, Ken Shabbos Elon, Mishnah says, you have a nest top of a tree, Shal Hekdish, Menene Vilay Mayalad. So it's Hekdish, so there's no Migla Deraisa, but it's also to be Nene from the nest, Midra Abana. Reish shall I pay Ashel Asherah, and if it's an Asherah, Yatis Bekana. And it's Mutavana. You have to knock it off with the Kana. Rashi says, the Nen of Lemoyim, the Osim Rabban, the Lemoyim, the Nen of Lemoyim, the Reish, who's Chayv Kavim Ilum, coming the first time. Yatis Bekana, Yashlech, Atzi HaKana, the Makel, Mina Ilum. She's glad to be netted from the. Something's wrong here in the gears. Yashlech atzi haken. Yashlech atzi haken b'makal min eilim. You knock off the. You take a stick and you knock off the nest. Yisrafen of Yenemhem, you'll have to be netted from the. What are you going to do with it? Can't eat it. You can be netted from burning it. Well, Yala, the Asher of Yitlim, shouldn't climb up. Then came into Mishtamish by Asher, Bimokum Sulam, the Zuyanomim, and Asher. Then you'll be netted from the Asher itself. So the Mor says like this. So Bekitzer, it says in this Mishnah that by Hekdish is not really Milo from the Asher, from the Cain. And by Abedazara, it's the Mutabana. The Marlin initially had assumed that this nest was made out of twigs from the Asherah itself. And it says that it's Mutabano, says Rashi. The birds came and took off twigs from the tree. And the tree, apparently, it's mutter. Now the cane is the cane became mutter. So you see that a resurrection is mutter. So my answer is, how come I skin going to ice ace in the alma of the kinsibir? No, the case is that the cane may alma. They can have me, the tonic of the hectares, and the linen and blame my alma. Yeah, I'm at Bishlam, the ice ace in the alma, I think tonic of the hectares, linen and blame my alma. So that we understand, the electrician. Eliyamit Shiba Eitzim Imenu, the Kinsibem. But if we're going to learn that the Eitzim came from the Asher, from the tree itself, Amayle Mailim, so should we be Luther Isa? Akadeshi. So Saraya that is talking about Eitzim that came, Me Alma, that's why there's no Milu Midr Isa. And that's why there's no Isser of Adazar. The case is it grew from the tree itself, but it grew after you makdish it. And this Mishnah holds that what grows after you makdish it doesn't have an iser milu. What a tree of hektish produces, the tree belongs to hektish, belongs to berek habayis, but what it produces doesn't have an iser milu midrash, since nobody was makdish it bepeh. Well, it's not a right. Maybe the oilum came from the tree itself, and then it is a right that of a zoshin shtavul as muteris. Okay, that's the back and forth. Rabbi Yavoah, Rabbi Yechanan says different teretz. Let's hear Rashi first. Meet the Yiriyot. Kaleim and Yehol like the Sayel Rabbi Yechanan. The oilum b'shekinsa b'hatzeh hektish gufay. Shimachi loy mayolim. Maybe your shlokish is. Maybe he's talking right from the Atzeh Asher itself, and the hector is also shlokish. Not a right, Rabbi Yechanan. I so wise no meilu. We gedulim b'bein beilun achash hektish shulkish askima. V'ula hektish ela ilun. Has a different
teretz. My yatis. Yatis be'afreichim. We're not talking about the ken itself. The ken itself, oilam is awesome. Talking about the afreichim. Dr. Rashi. Rabbi Omer Ve'echon, we had a little too to b'shinei achinim. No, the cane came from the tree itself. The part of the cane is awesome. So, and what's the chiddush of the freichim? Why should the freichim be awesome? Which the chashmino, the like gazvinon, hatozes kone shemayale derech ha'ilon. So Rashi learns the chiddush of the freichim, the chiddush, why it's the chiddush that it's mutter, yatis bekone, because I might have thought we should be gozer, you shouldn't climb up. Reishu be'etzim. So the mission tells me we're not gozer. Reishu be'etzim. The reishu be'hektish, that's taka talking about. That's like we're talking about Eitzim. The Ksaba and Mila Bigidulu. The Goli Hektish Osam Drabano. The Kolshkein Ashera, Lashera, the Dreis, and I'm Yasir, the Sephis Yasim Bekor, because I must listen to Gidul Psu. Gidul Pistol Bodhisar, the Echlef, Nathal Masha Echlef, Asha Mutter. The Kitsipa Bodhisar, what grows later is Avada also. The Israel Mother doesn't go away. So the ratio that says that Kain Shabash Elan shall Hektish Lenin Vilay Mayalim, that's like we're talking about the Kain itself, the nest itself. And there, the midar, but it's gedulim abam la'achem mikan. So in hektish only this is the rabbanon, and the avodah zarah is taka also midaraisa. And then v'roish shel asher or yatzis bekon. Let's talk about something else. Let's talk about afreichim. Vodolei avinu. So let it. So why did it talk the first case about meilu, the second case about avodah zarah? Just put it all together. B'shem b'leim matz, we miss the b'leim meilu b'asher. B'leim shayfah b'din meilu. Sefer b'afreichim v'goli b'asher. That it's mutter the afreichim, and we're not going there. V'din lehektish. Likewise, mutter behektish, when that goes, you'll climb up. Because over in me'ila be'gidulim. Fine, nothing more says, I'm only a rack of l'rabiyom, you'll buy tachlifa, asbeloch, befechim kan v'kan mutar. The bait, like we said before, the bait's in kan v'kan asurim. Amar Rashi, befechim, sichim le'imon, kid bait's in domo. Says Rashi, the Beitzim kan v'kan asur shetzichim l'ilon because of Rabbanon kal ilon atzmei. So this is a new din already that the Beitzim are also. Why the Beitzim also? That will climb up on the tree. We already said we're not gozer. Gozer will climb up on the tree with asur freichim. So it must be some luister in the Beitzim or the freichim shetzichim l'imon. So Rashi learns that since they need the ilon, so the gzeira on the ilon applies to the Beitzim themselves. That's a clue what's together. Taisa says, the Beitzim kan mekan osu, pirish mishum de tzichim l'ilon, the gozu b'rabon in kala ilon atzme, kach pirish akuntus. Nami yishloim, the gozu b'rabon in dechashin in shemiyala, ilon dechayis alayu ben yivu. It's a different one in time. Maybe here we were gozu shemiyala b'ilu. Defreichem, we're not gozu shemiyala b'ilu, because why should be ilu b'ilu? We'll knock them off. But the freichim shetzichim le'imon, he's not going to knock off because they'll just fall. They can't fly it. They'll fall down to the ground, and the basin will fall down to the ground. There, he might be tempted to be ilu be'ilun. So maybe it's an gzeir shem yala be'ilun. But the first side is that it's included in the gzeir of the ilun asmei. Since these freichim need the ilun, so they have a din of the ilun itself. So let's see. This is my favorite drama in the Rambam. Ram says, "Afreichim shekinen uba." So we're not sure. But ain't shechin le'imon mutar. The afreichim abeitzim shechin le'imon asurim. She ha'asherah k'moy bosses le'em. I can't ask me shebo yishemutar b'nei she'oif maybe eitzav mimokam acher. It's not interesting. The Ram's passage, we assume that the Cain came from somewhere else. Where did Ram get that from? But Akoponim, the Ram learns that this is their freichim is because their asherah is a bosses to their freichim. So it's a new thing. Says the Ravid, Omer Vom, Hoyle Loimar, Nation Kikit, Shein Kikit, Loy Asher. Says the Ravid, the Ram should have said that the Issus Askidulum. Because they need the Asherah, it's Kilu they go from the Asherah. Maybe what needs the Asherah is Kilu, it's Kituli Asherah.
case. The Mishnah says, Rashi and Tosfos is not so clear. Which way they'll? Rashi just says, Gozu b'rabbanan ka'al ilan atzman. Maybe it's more mashmah like the Rebbe. Gidul. Gozu b'rabbanan ka'al ilan atzman. It's maybe more mashmah like the Rebbe. It's not Gidul. Rav is mashmah a different word. It's not that it's gidulim. It says since the asher is mishamish as a buses to the freichim, I think he means so. Therefore, it's like you're being nana from the asher. You take a freichim that needed the asher for their existence. So directly, you're being nana from the asher. Had it happened for the asher, you would not use a freichim.
But why is the
kamba?
The asher is more of a buses to the kamba than the freichim.
That's a good question. Why is it better than the Ken? Why is the Ken better than the Freyr? Sorry, Ken also needs the Asher. Maybe not. Maybe the Freyrim and the Beitzim without the Asher they would fall and break. So that's called the Asher is supporting the Ken without the Asher, so the Ken would fall to the ground, wouldn't break. So. Maybe that's not cool. It doesn't have this. It happens to be now on top of that share.
If it would break,
it would
be
what?
The can is just being used for firewood. If it would break, it doesn't lose its usage
if it falls off.
And
not far, would you say?
Even if the can would fall off
the
tree and break,
mm-hmm.
It's just going to be used for firewood anyway, so who cares if it. There's a problem.
Well,
the fact
mostly
it's
going to
be
used to
heat. It's an available.
You mean if it wasn't for that share, it would break and you wouldn't be able to use it. Well, maybe that's it. Maybe that's the fact. The Feichim and the Beitzim, they would fall and break, you wouldn't be able to eat them. Mela, you have to be indebted to the Asherah, that because of the Asherah, these didn't break. So in some sense, it being then from the Asherah. The Ken you're using for fire anyway, if it would fall, you would anyway be able to use it for firewood. So Mela, it's not called you being then from the Asherah. Because the Mishnah says that the Rambam didn't want to learn like the Ravid, that it's Gidulim. Because if it was Gidulim, then why would the Isra go away when the Freichim grow up? Once the Gidulim, it should be also fair. So I heard once a horror from my cousin, Shai Kosovsky. Sometimes I have all kinds of shim when the brothers are interesting things. Interesting aloch. He said, interesting what? What's trying to arrive at that? If it's an Issa Gidulim, where is it? So Lahechon Holoch, when the Freichim become Einam Shechem Leibon. If they had an Israel's Gidulay Asherah, then they should be also fair. It's Mamash there. Bail if the Issa is that you're being Nena from the Asherah by taking these Freichim. So now the Freichim grow up. Now you're no longer being nena from the Asherah by taking their freichim. According to the Rabbi, that their freichim are also be'etzim because they're considered to be gedulei Asherah. So now that they leave the Asherah, what's the difference? Like the Maisa, they're gedulei Asherah, they should be also fair. So you want to say a word that it's like Shiva Shvar. That Shiva Shvarim, the Rabbi Taka Paschim's in Perches, that Shiva Shvarim, Amuta. So what's the word of Shivei Shvarim? The word of Shivei Shvarim, as opposed to Shvarim, the Shvarim, you can see that it's a piece of the original Avodah Zarah. Shivei Shvarim, it already loses the surah of being a piece of Avodah Zarah. It's already broken into tiny pieces. The Efreichim, when they leave, when it's on the tree, the Beitzim and the Efreichim, which you can leave on, so then you see that they're part of the tree. Once the Efreichim made it, you can and they go away, it's like in Shtar and Sirosim. They no longer have any, no longer looks like part of the Asher. So he said it has the heter of Shivei Shvar. That's Pshat on the right. He said, Mela, this was his word. He said, Mela, Ram to Shitosim. Because we'll see in a second, the Ram of Paschim is the Shivei Shvar are still us. See how the Ram was thinking about the end of the parak. Ram is a different take of thinking about the end of the parak, which I haven't talked about. In fact, I want to segue into that. Just talk a few minutes how the Ram learns that from our Shvar. Well, the mice of the Ram Shita there in Parakhest, the Shita of Chudeshes. That Shivei Shvarim are Shiva Shvarim are awesome. Shiva Shvarim are awesome. So Meili said, Ram should toss it. Ram can't learn it's Nisir Gidulim. Because if the Nisir Gidulim, then it'll be also for every Ram, all Shiva Shvarim does not matter. The rival of Shitosu passed with Shiva Shvarim is matter. Because they're not over to the Shiva Shvarim. So why not over to Shiva Shvarim? Because it's already no longer, it's already Nishtana from being a piece of the Everazar. So their Feichim Shigadu are also Nishtana. So Meili, there's no Hefter of, no Isir of, even if we'll be Geiser that it's like the Everazar. Maybe we say it like this. Even if we're going to be Geiser, the Feichim are like the Avodazar. But the Avodazar itself, if it's Shiva Shvarim, is Mutter. Because they're not over to the Shiva Shvarim. So the Feichim also, even if it's like the Asherah itself, but once it leaves, it's like Gar from Shiva Shvarim. That kind of is one. Very nice word. What's the Ram Shita? This is really what I want to talk about for a few minutes, and I want to go on to the next Mishnah. The Ram says like this. The Ram says, well, maybe we start with the Rif. We should have asked a steer in Rif. The Rif passes at the end of the parrot. So in the end, we saw them at the end of the parrot. We have Machikas, the Shayim at the end of the parrot. Machikas, Rav and Shmuel. Rav says, open the Shvarim. Shmuel says that Ein Ovdim, the Shvarim. The Shayim's in the Gemara. Rav says, Sorech Levatim. So I said like this, Itma, but it's Zorish Nishtaba. Rav says, Sorech Levatel called Kisim the Kisim. It still needs Bittl, it's not Mutter. Shmuel Omer, Ein of it Eler Lech, the Eler Derech, the Lost, Shmuel said, no, it's not Bottom. Ein of it, it means that Ein of it, Shich Levatel, Eler Derech, the Lost. The Kitzer, Shmuel says, it's Mutter. Leim of Akim Iflagi, Masa of Eivton Lashvarm, Masa of Ein of Eivton Lashvarm, that's the Shtakama. That the Machaikas is if Eivton Lashvarm. The Gemara says, no, the Kuli Alma, maybe they are Eivton Lashvarm. Machaikas Ram and Shmuel is in Shivrei Shvarm. Rav says they're over to Shivrei Shvarim, and Shmuel says they're not over to Shivrei Shvarim. And where's the third Lashon, and here's different Kisoyis, that maybe Shivrei Shvarim really are Mutter, or maybe even Shvarim are Mutter, but the Machlokes is where you can reassemble it. That's the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. The Rif Paskin is like the last Lashon. The Machlokes is only where you could reassemble it. But if you can't reassemble it, then everybody agrees that they're not over it. There's different Kisoyis. And the Rif itself, does everybody agree that not over to Shivrei Shvarim? Does everybody agree that not over to Shvarim? So many of those two your sons. The Kala Pachas by Shivrei Shvarim, the Rif holds that they're not over to Shivrei Shvarim. Depending on how you go in the Rif, you may even hold the not over to Shvarim. So the problem is, the Rif passes like a Yochanan, but of a Zorish and Ishtabra Meilel is also. The Rif has to give passing like a Yochanan, but a Zorish and Ishtabra Meilel is also. How can you say that they're not over to the Shvar, or they're not over to the Shivrei Shvar? And yet, that with the Zorish and the Shtab Meileo, is Rav Yochanan, passing like Rav Yochanan, that it's awesome. Yeah, depends how you go. If you go in the Rif, that they're not over to Shivrei Shvar. Well, sorry, anyway. If you go in the Rif, that they're not even over to Shvar, then it's for sure a steal. That's a very cute steal. And not even to Shvarim. So how can Rav Yochanan say it? How can the Rif pass like Rav Yochanan? But the Zorish and the Shabbat Mila is Asura. The Ramban adds that even if the Goyis said in the Rif, and that they're not even to Shivrei Shvarim, Shvarim the Taka are also. It's only Shivrei Shvarim in a Mutter. But the Rif passing like Rav Yochanan's stomach. And Rav Yochanan himself in the Sukkah is clear, he's talking about even by Shivrei Shvarim, even about Shipuyim. And Zer L'Ruach was ground up into dust. All of that Rabbi Yochanan says is awesome. So the Rabbi Yochanan himself asked it even Shivrei Shvarim. And the Rif passed like Rabbi Yochanan, but his Zorish and Shtab Mila Harei's Asur. And he passed it at the end of the parrot that they're not over to Shivrei, maybe not even the Shvarim, and at least they're not over to Shivrei Shvarim. That's the steer that the Rishonim are bothered by in the Rif. So the Ramban has a Mahalach, the Ramban and the Ran, they have a Mahalach, I'm not going to talk about it so much. They have a Mahalach. That to speak to Nimrod, Ramban says that the Gemara at the end of the parak that says that ain't open l'shvarim, but it's done. Then maybe they're not open l'shvarim. Like Rav Shmuel, the whole sukkah at the end of the parak is talking about where the ikar of the zara is still around, but a piece fell off. And there we have a machlokes if they're open to the shvarim or not, because there is a svar to say that since the ikar of the zara is around, so they're not going to be polach to the shever. If they have the Ikar Avodah Zarah, the main Avodah Zarah is still around. Why should it be over to the nodes? They have the main thing. So that's why over there there's a svar that they're not able to learn a svar. Mashen Kenan and Rav Yochanan is talking about where the whole of the Zohar fell apart. Well, the whole of the Zohar fell apart there, it's worse. Since they no longer have the Ikar of the Zohar, so maybe now all they have are the svar. So all they have are the svar, so maybe the Tapa to the Shvar. So then Rav Yochanan also Tapa to the Shvar. But it's the Ramban learns, the Ramban, not the rest of the Ram. And they learn that it's a special svar. Right at the end of the parak is a special case. But the Ikar of the Zohar is around. It's different than Agamar, Ikar of the Zohar Kemis. In Agamar, it's a Svar Lefk. But here, there is the end of the Gemara, the end of the parak is saying that if the Ikar of the Zohar is around and a piece fell off, so they're not Meniach, the Ikar of the Zohar, to go worship the. Why should they worship the little piece they have? Why should they worship the chip off the block? They have the block. So they'll worship the main of the Zohar. Masha'en Kain. And then he's reminded of Marach, and they're not going to make a taste, they're going to put the piece back on. It's Zilut, it's Zilusa to put the piece back on. So they're not planning to put the piece back on, and therefore they're over the main of it, they're not over to the piece. Shaking the Gemara over here, Rechon Rech Lokash, Havar Zosh and Shtabah. But Zosh and Shtabah means the whole thing fell apart like Dovin. The whole thing fell apart like Dovin, then that's all they have. So then Rechon Rech Lokash, then they worship all the pieces. Maybe they plan to put it back together, we're going to put it, and there they worship the piece. That's their Avahan's Mahab. The Rambam has a different mahalach entirely. The Rambam says like this. I'll read you the Rambam. Rambam is in Perches Halachi Rav. Rambam says Avad Zohar Shnishtabel Me'elel Shvera Asur Be'ano Ad Shivatul Like Avichon Asan Like Avichon L'fichu Chamaitze Shivay Avad Zohar Areyel Asur Be'ano Therefore, you find a broken of a Zohar, you don't know how it broke, it's also, maybe it broke by itself, there was no bit. If it was, so it's also, it's like this, if it's a kind of Avodah Zohar that could be reassembled, then you need bittul on every piece. What's going on, the Avodah Zohar is also. So you have to be rattled pieces. How many pieces do you have to be mevatel? Zokter Rav Mechil. If it's an avodah zarah shel prokim, then you have to be mevatel every single piece. Then ain't a yochel achzer, but if it's an avodah zarah that cannot be reassembled, kaven shebitel ever echad mimeno botel kol hashvar. You don't have to be mevatel every single piece. It's enough to be mevatel one piece. What does it say here in Rambam? The Rambam in this Rambam is being is reconciling. He's putting together Agamar with Gemara at the end of the parak, Al Derek the Rif. He's following the Rif. He has the Gersh of Shivish Shvarim. And he's explaining. He's saying like this: the Avodah Zohar breaks its osu. That's Agamar Rav Yechon. What's the issue though at the end of the parak? With the Gemara at the end of the parak, it's in the Chalak, it's in the Avodah that could be reassembled. And Avodah Zohar that can't be reassembled. If it could be reassembled, then they are able to the Shvarim. If it can't be reassembled, then they're not able to the Shvarim. Says the Rambam. So what it means is that if it could be reassembled, it's also regardless. But the question is, what kind of bittul does it need? If it could be reassembled, then you need a bittul on every single piece. If it can't be reassembled, you still need bittul. But you don't need bittul on every single piece. It's enough to be battle one of the pieces. Now what's the Rambam doing? First of all, the Rambam is rereading the Gemara at the end of the parak. What was the lashon of the Gemara at the end of the parak? The Gemara at the end of the parak is Itmar, but it's Zorish and Ishtabro. Rav omer tzorech levatel kol kisim v'kisim. You have to be mevatel every single piece. V'shmul omar, but it's Zorah, v'shmul omar, eina but it's Zorah tzshichu levatel el ederech delosu. It doesn't need bitter. Poshim shat the Gemara, the way we've assumed up till now. The Mechlekes Rav and Shmuel is, Rav says you need bittul. And Shmuel says, you don't need bittul. That Rav said, that Rav emphasized that you have to mevatel every single piece, because if you need bittul, you have to mevatel every piece. But the alternatives are, you need bittul, you really have to mevatel every piece. Or you don't need bittul at all, because they're not even l'shvar. That's how we read the Gemara. Up to now, that's how everybody read the Gemara. The Rav apparently read the Gemara differently. About you need bittul. Rav and Shmuel are not arguing if you need bittul. Rav and Shmuel are arguing on what Rav said. We take Rav said, Tzorech levatel kol kisim v'kisim.
That's what Shmuel is arguing. Shmuel says, no, you don't have to be mevatel every kismin. Of course you have to be mevatel one of the kismin. You have to have a bittel, but you don't have to be mevatel every single kismin because I know you do mushvar. Of course, that needs a hezbar. If they're not able to show him, and that's why you don't have to mevatel every single piece, then why should you have to mevatel any of the pieces? If Shmuel says you don't have to mevatel all the pieces because they're not able to the shvarim, then why should you have to mevatel any of the pieces? So I might. But let's just pause for a second just to take stock what the Rambam is accomplishing over here. The Rambam is reconciling all the problems that the Rishonim were grappling with. How do you reconcile the Gemara at the beginning of the parak with the Gemara at the end of the parak? So Rashi, complicated Rashi, but Shmuel and Agamara, we're going to have to reinterpret in the light of Shmuel at the end. We have Tosfos, maybe it's two different dinim, we have the Rambam that I just told you about a few minutes ago. Like all this whole, the Rishonim are grappling with. How do you put together Agamara? We have Machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Rabbi Zosh and Shtab and Melel. Then we have Machlekes at the end of the parak, Rabbi Shmuel, about the Shvar. How do these two sukkahs go together? So we've already spent a lot of time on this. The Rambam is giving you a whole new take. Different sugyas. The Gemara by Yos is talking about when Avodah Zarah breaks, Reish Lakish says the whole thing becomes, they all say Nafshalei Atzolo, and the Goyim aren't Oibed anymore, and it's Batul Me'elov, and it doesn't need any Bittul at all, and Avodah Zarah we pass like Avodah. That's the Nidon Agamar. And there's no difference. Shvarim, Shivei Shvarim, Nafshalei Atzolo is a Svarim. If it's Nafshalei Atzolo, it's even by Shvarim. And if it's no Nafshalei Atzolo, it's even by Shivei Shvarim. There's no Chilik Yashvarim and Shivei Shvarim. Agamar is Gemara about is the Avodah Zarah bottle the Eilav when it breaks. We pass in like Reish Lakish shows that it is. We pass in like American, it's not bottle the Eilav, you still need bittul. That's absolute. So at the end of the parak, being got a different thing. Granted that you need bittul, but what kind of bittul do you need? You need bittul in every single piece, like Rav said. It's called kissim and kissim. The Avodah Zarah fell into 1,000 pieces. You have to do 1,000 acts of bittul. We say, no, you don't have to do 1,000 acts of bittul. You're about to one of the pieces and die from all of the pieces. And that's the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Shmuel at the end of the sugya. And there, anyway, we have chilukim, shvarim, and shivei shvarim. And that's the nidan over there of oivnim l'shvarim. Yeah, come on, the shayas was the shvar. Well, why does that depend if oivnim l'shvarim? What's the shvar? What's the pshat in the sugya at the end of the parak? That if they're over to the Shvarim, so you need a bittul in every piece. And if they're not over to the Shvarim, then you don't have to have a bittul in every single piece, but a bittul you need. You need a bittul in one of the pieces, but a bittul you need. So the mistama, the pshat in the Rambam is, posh the pshat, al derech zeh. It's probably different muskhois, exactly how to say. But basically, the mahalach, the chor is, that when the Avodah Zarah breaks, so now, it's not bottle mail. That's Agamar, it's not bottle mail. We don't hold like Reish Lakish, there's no Nafshalei Atzolo, they still venerate it. But even if they venerate it, they venerate it. But are they Oivet? Could be they venerate it because it's Shivrei Dogon, they venerate it. That's what Yochanan would arrive to Reish Lakish from Shivrei Dogon. Said, you see that the Shivrei Dogon, they didn't walk on the Mifton because the Dogon had fallen on the Mifton. So you see, they still venerated Dogon. Reish Lakish says, no, not a riot. They venerated the Mifton, they didn't venerate Dogon anymore. Like upon him, we all like Rabbi Yochanan. That Shivrei Dogon, the Goyim say, oh, Shivrei Dogon, Munochim, Ba'aron, Abel, and they still venerate as a holy relic. It's not Batul Me'elov. But a dying Yesh Lodom, that's them, the Gemara at the end of the parak. But do they actually worship the Shvar? That's a Shaila Zilu B'Milsalem. So the Gemara at the beginning could be that Zilu B'Milsalem if it's Shvar. Maybe to do actual avoided to the Shvar, they don't do. So they venerate it as a vestige of the original Avodah Zarah, but they're not over to the Shvarim in their own right. That's a machlokes at the end of the paragraph. I'm a Shmuel. Maybe it's Chilukim, Shvarim, Shivei Shvarim, and so on. So maybe like this. If they worship the Shvarim, that means that every Shever is now an Avodah Zarah in its own right. Because they worship the Shever, and they worship the Shever. This Shever they bow down to. They bow down to the other Shever. They can take all the Shvarim, they can make a million bucks, they can take 100 Shvarim, and they can make 100 bottle of Avodah Zarah, each Shever. They could be Kitzer, over to the Shvarim means the over to every single Shever. The over to every single Shever, then every single Shever needs its own bit. Because every single Shever if they're over to it, it's an Avodah Zarah. But the Rambam held that even if they're not over to the Shorim, if they still venerate as being holy because it comes from the original Avodah Zarah, so it's Zilu Milsa, not that a bad happened. Zilu Milsa to do such an Avodah, but they still don't. But they don't consider it to be. They still consider it to be holy in their eyes. So then it's not Batal. It's not Batal. Because in order to have Bittul, the guy has to be Mevazit. He has to punch it in the nose. He has to be Mevazit. If he's not Mevazit, then it doesn't have that, then it's not Batal. If it's not Batal, it's still Osir. But why is it Osir? It's Osir because it's a piece of the original of Avodah Zarah. Because that's the Chiluk. If they're over to the Shvarim, then every Shever is an Avodah Zarah in itself. Because every Shever has its own people they're over to each Shever separately. So then every Shever needs its own Bittul. If they're not over to the Shvarim, so then why are they mechaber the Shvarim? They're not mechaber the Shever because it's an object of avodah zarah, right? They're mechaber the Shever because it came from Dogon. So now it's enough, if that's the case, then it's enough for them to be mevatel Dogon. They don't have to mevatel the individual Shever. As long as they're mevatel Dogon, then the whole thing is bottle. So to be mevatel Dogon, you don't have to mevatel every single piece. The mevatel dogon, you take one of the pieces of dogon and you're mevatel it. You do an act of the bizoyin to it. Then dogon becomes bottle. Same way when dogon was intact, you don't have to be mevatel every single inch of it. You be mevatel punch it in the nose and the whole dogon is bottle. You punch it in the chin and the whole dogon is bottle. So now it fell into pieces, but they're only venerating the pieces because they came from dogon. So it didn't become more chomer than it was originally. So the same way originally it was enough to smack dogon in the nose. So now the dogon fell into pieces. It's enough to smack his nose and the whole dogon is bottle. But it's only if they're over to the Shvarim. Raphael, they're over to the Shvarim. If they're over to the Shvarim, then every piece has its own avodah. If every piece has its own avodah, then every piece needs a bittul by itself. That's how the Rambam learned up the sukkah. Mail around that's so mail. Now we understand. Very geschmack in the lush and the rav. Tzorech lebatul kol kisim v'kisim. That's gufa machlokes. Shmuel agrees in the bittul. The nekud is, but Shmuel says, but not kol kisim v'kisim. Because they're not over to the Shvarim. It's only an Avodah Zarah because it was once upon a time Dogon. So you've been battled one piece. That's like you were battled Dogon. Rav said, no, they're over to the Shvarim. They're not just over. That's just once upon a time it was Dogon. Now they're over to the Shvarim. If ever, they're over to the Shvarim, then they could be. Then they're over to the nose, and they're over to the and they're over to the toes, and they're over to every single piece. So every and they don't even have to be together. They could ship the toes out, and they'll be over there wherever they are. So now every piece is its own Avodah Zarah. If every piece is own Avodah Zarah, it's a battle. We'll kiss and we kiss. Rama Paskin is like the third lush in the Gemara. He had to give the Shvarim that if they could put it back together again, then they're over to the Shvarim. Then every Sashever needs his own bittul. They can't put it back together again, then they're not over to the Shvarim. So they still venerate the Shvarim, but then it's enough to move out to one of the pieces. That's the Rama. The bottom line in the Rama is the Rama holds that in a Mazar breaks into Shvarim or even into Shivish Shvarim, it still needs bittul. It doesn't need a bittul in every single piece, but bittul is still needs. That's Agamar. That's not Kavrechna. You still need Bittul. That's what it's all about. So you need Bittul.
Why
is Shivishar?
What?
Because we hold that they may not be over the Shvar, but since they don't say Nashal Yat Salah, so they still venerate the Shvar.
They venerate the
Shivishar. They venerate the Shivishar. The difference between Shvar and Shivishar is only if they'll be over them. Could be it's not Zilu B'Milsa to be over to the Shorim, but it's Zilu B'Milsa to be over to the Shiva Shorim. That's the Nidun in the end of the parable. That's all Nidun about what are they over. So the other Chiluk is Chiluk, and maybe they're over to Shorim, or they're over to Shiva Shorim, or not. That's a set of opinions. But in the Nashalei Atzol, there's no Chiluk. Agamar is not Mechalik. The Nashalei Atzol, there's no Nashalei Atzol, not if it fell into pieces like Dogon, and not if it was grabbed up into dust like Mfazir was earlier. Either way, Rabbi Yochanan knows there's no Nashalei Atzol, and you still have to have a Bittul. Okay, let's go on to the next mission. Next mission, this is Sugya. And again, the mice of the Sugya. Right, somebody suggested we could have a field trip down to the mural downstairs. The Sugya goes on to Megillah base. A lot of them beat to the Sugya stuff in Megillah base. I would suggest the Olim should try to do, learn up to also get till the bottom of Gimel Beis. This is more Rashi, just to see the whole sugya, then go back. But let's just make Haskalah of the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Hamaitzi Kalim. Yaleim. Tzuris Chama, Tzuris Levona, Tzuris Dakoin, I assume it's like a dragon. I don't know if you pronounce it Dakoin, Dakoin, Dakoin. Yelichem, what?
Rashi says it's like a Nahash.
Like a Nahash, yeah, with commercials. It has tzitzim and it has scales and it has. Sounds like some kind of a dragon. Hamaitzi Kalim Aleim, later Rashi calls like a dog. Anyway, Hamaitzi Kalim, how does the Rambam say a dog in this? I'm describing. Yeah. Well, the Ram Hakan appear doesn't say what it looks like. In the Perish Messiah, it sounds like a person with fins. Anyway, whatever it is, it's this thing. Elichim Yam Melech. Toss it back up. If Shimon Yoleim Shalom, who brought the Masur Shalom, who was in Mutar. Zab Grashi, so is Chama, Mazel Chama, Chen Levon. Rabboni, the Ami called Shah Shalom Mutar. Because the mission implies only these are Osir, but other pictures are Mutar. That's like the Rabbon of a mayor that Shah Tzuris are Mutar. What's he to say? Murm Farsh Maish Nohani. Shalom Chubodim, Shal Kelim, and Chubodim, Shitashmish in the Kabbalah. Murm Farsh. So, kids are testing this mission. Fine, pictures on the Kalim. So, if it's Suez Chama, Levon, and Dakoin, so then it's Becheskas, that it's Avodah Zarah. Shad Suez, most of the later Gemara's say Shakechav and Mazolos, and other images are not Becheskas Avodah Zarah. Unless you know otherwise. Let's just maybe first see the first line of Gemara. Remember, the Hanu, the Palchilu, the Midechin Eloi, you're telling me this is the only thing they worship. Ureminu, Ashaycha, the Shema. Yomim l'shem dahorex l'shem midbar l'shem chamel l'shem levon l'shem kechavim mazolos l'shem yichos ha'agoda l'shem shil sulkot and even to a worm right l'zivchei meisim anything could be avodah zarah. They worship anything. Anything could be tekrivus avodah zarah. They worship everything, or they could worship everything. So why only chamel levon and daken? So my answer is chayil poshut answer. Amar bai mifil chakol demashkich palchi. Yeah, they goyim, you know, out there avodah zarah worship everything. Everything is potentially an avodah zarah, as we know. But meitzu palchi. But to draw it on pitch on a keli and worship it, hanit losu the chashivi tzayelu palchilu. These three are choshev by them, and they draw it on utensils as an object of worship. But other images, when they draw it on kelim, they only draw it as decoration. They're not drawing it. Doesn't presumptively rise to the level of being in avodah zarah. So what is this tzuris chama levon? The Rambam of the Perushim Mishnayos says the Tzuris Chama Levona does not mean a picture of the sun and the moon. But just to be clear, right now in this Mishnah we're not talking about is it to make pictures of the sun or the moon or Tzuris Odom. That's a separate issue we're going to learn about in the Gemara. The L'sasin Iti, L'sasin Moshai, and is it to make images of the planetary bodies and of angels and of Tzuris Odom, and you see the halachas, exactly what the parameters are. That's not the discussion of this Mishnah. That's an issue when a Jew makes those images. I'm not talking about a Jew drawing these images. We're talking about you bought these images from a guy. You want to know, is it Becheskes Avodah Zarah? Is it not Becheskes Avodah Zarah? So it says in the Mishnah that other images are not Becheskes Avodah Zarah. Rashi is like Rabbanan and Meir. We'll see in a second. And these images, Tzuris Chama, Levon, and Dakoin, they're Becheskes, they're Choshuv. They're so Choshuv by the Avodah Zarah. So these images, even on a Keli, see in a minute exactly which kind of kelim. Shmuel says only kelim mechubadim. We pass them that way. But akapanim, if they're on kelim mechubadim, at least they're becheskas avodah zarah. So the Rama says in the Perush Mishnayos that Tzuris Chama Levona does not mean literally a picture of the sun and the moon. It means a picture that they associate with the sun. The Rama describes a king and a chariot with the crown. His focus is. Focus, the sun god, or Helios in Greek. And Tzuris Levon, the Rambam says, also they had a tzur that he associated with the moon. The kids, sir, it's.
Is that an addition? Or?
No, that's the issue. It's a picture of the sun, the Rambam says, not because it's what it is. You see the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos, I don't see the Rambam in the sun. See the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos. I don't know how good the translation is here. Tzuris Chama Levon, the Rambam, Ein in Yonah she yimotze eagle. That's not what it means. Elisha Bali had slumim and Nikoyim Tlasam. I know the I know what that means. It's some kind of pagan people. Miyachsim lachichovim tsurois. They impute images that they associate with the stars and the planets and so on. Ad shleimrim shuris shabsai, that the image of shabsai is Jupiter. I don't remember. Tsuras zokein shochor. It's an old dark man. But tsuras noiga Venus is tsuras nara yofe. I even today we have Venus. Venus was a goddess. Bechalizov, Lesuas Hashemesh, Lesuas Melech, Meutu Yoishev Al Agola, Bechen Miachsim Lekol Hamazolus Hakechavim Suas Harbe. And there's anyway, because the Rambam learns that this Suas Chama Levana means a picture of the sun god, a picture of the moon god, a picture of a dragon. Rambam adds that the picture of the dragon was also associated with some mazel in the sky, and I'm calling it mazel telly. Not quite sure what mazel telly is. I thought it was the Milky Way, but then when I looked around, it seems it's not the Milky Way, it's something to do with the moon. I don't know, but I think why would it be a dragon? I think it's on the Katoch Ramon in the back. The moon, if you're looking from the perspective of the Earth, has an orbit like this. It makes epicircles. If you're on the Earth is the middle of the solar system. If you assume stationary Earth in the middle of the solar system, so the sun just goes around in a circle, and the planets go around in a circle. But the moon, because really the moon is orbiting the Earth as the Earth is orbiting the sun. But anyway, Bekitzer, the moon, if you're just imagining the Earth being stationary in the middle, the moon goes like this. So maybe that's the Surah's doctrine. I'm not sure. I don't know. Mazel Telly, whatever it is, Mazel Telly. Maybe it's a homework assignment. Somebody figure out what Mazel Telly is. Not so clear to me. But anyway, the Rambam learns that Surah's doctrine is also a heavenly. It's also an image. This dragon is also a representation of some heavenly, some planetary phenomena. So Rambam learns the whole thing. Chama Levana Surah's doctrine doesn't mean the sun. It doesn't mean the stars. It doesn't mean the sun, doesn't mean the moon. It means the sun god, the moon god, the Mazel Telly dragon. So that's what all of these images are. The Rambam in the Yad, I'm not sure if the Rambam in the Yad is going like. The Rambam in the Yad just says, so it's Chama Levana. The Rambam brings this halacha. Hamaitzi Kalim, Leim, so it's Chama Levana Vedaka, the dragon. I don't know how he's supposed to know in the Ram in the Yad that means the sun god, the moon god. It sounds like the picture of the sun and the moon. The Frad, the Raman, when he brings the halacha of Leisas and Iti, they get out that a Jew is not allowed to draw pictures of the sun and the moon. He uses the same lashon, Suris Chamon Levon, and there for sure it means to draw a picture of the moon, to draw a picture of the sun. The issue of Leisas and Iti, Leisas and Kedusha Moshe, is not an issue to draw the sun god. There is no sun god. The issue of Leisas and Iti is to draw pictures of the sun, the moon, and so on. So that's poshut. Pictures of the constellations. Then there's a Taz, a very talented Taz. The Taz says that the issa to draw pictures of the constellations, this is really a side thing, because we're not up to that issa yet. That's what I'm mentioning right now. The Taz asks how then a parochus, we have pictures of lions and so on. So how do you draw a parochus on how you have a lion on a parochus? A lion is a heavenly Leo the lion, it's a constellation in the sky. So how is a Jew allowed to draw a picture of a lion? The Taz holds Taka also. So tell the Chara, the Issa to draw. Other person say that. I don't remember anything. I don't remember right now. Maybe the Ahilta. But others say there's no such Issa to draw a picture of a lion. Maybe the Goyen says. The Issa is to draw the constellation of the stars, but to draw a line. There's a line up there in the sky. But that's not called Lysasin, Lysasin Viti. Hello, the Taz. Some of the Taz envisioned that there's like, there's, since the Kaz, you know, we have Mazel Tle, Mazel Shor, Mazel Ayah, in some sense there's like an Ayah up there. And so there's a problem with drawing an Ayah because it's an inserable assassinate. Sure, I don't know. But in any event, but right now we're not talking about assassinate, we're talking about Avodah Zarah. So, but the Rambam used the same Lashon. The Rambam used the same Lashon when he's talking about the issue of assassinate to draw a picture of the sun and the moon. And he says, Tzuris Chama Levana. It's Poshut. The Tzuris Chama doesn't mean the sun god, it doesn't mean the moon god, it means the sun and the moon. So, and the Rambam uses the same lesson over here, that if you find Kalim, the Aleim, Suez Chama Levana, so how are we supposed to know that Suez Chama Levana over here has a different meaning than it has over there? Kshari la'atzmi, I would think maybe the Ram was chayzif in the Perush Mishnah. The Ram is learning Surah Hamal Vana Kibshuta. Ma'aseh l'Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, the Mechaber copies the Rambam in the Yad. Kelim Alein Surah Hamal Vana, and the Ramah adds, Kilaymar, picture of a king on a chariot, Phoebus, and a picture of the moon god, whatever that is, and so on. So the Ramah apparently understood the Rambam that there's not a chazar. And that Surah Hamal Vana means, like the Rambam says in the Perush Mishnah, it's the sun god and the moon god. But if it's just a picture of the sun, that's not an object of Avodah Zarah. Which historically maybe makes sense, because that's probably true. Maybe that's true historically. The Romans, the Greeks, they didn't worship pictures of the sun disk. They weren't like ancient Egyptians. They worshipped Phoebus, not a disk, as far as I know. But what do I know? I don't know. In any event, what about Rashi? Rashi says, Mazel Chama, Bechein Levona. So the Shach says the Rashi means the same thing. Mazel Chama means the sun god. That's Mazel Chama. I'm not so sure that that's Pshat Rashi. For a few reasons. First of all, the Goyim in Deir Shukmah, the Goyim says, where did Ram get this from? How does Ram know that that's what Chama Levona means? Maybe Chama Levona means Chama Levona, Kipshutah. So the Gaon said the Ram got it from the fact that the Mishnah connects it, associates it with Tzuras Darkon. And since Tzuras Darkon is a dragon that's associated with Mazel Teli, so the Ram understood that Chama Levana also is some Tzura that's associated with Chama Levana. So that's fine if you're the Ram and you hold that Tzuras Darkon is associated with Mazel Teli. There's no Mazel Teli in Rashi. So like that, the whole motivation for the Ram in Rashi, we don't have so much. But there's a bigger thing. They were talking about the sun god and the moon god. So the Mishnah says that she was Chama Levana also. But Shaki Chavim Mazolus Hamut. Now, if we're talking about the sun god and the moon god, so the Shaki Chavim Mazolus also means means Mars and Venus and Jupiter, the Avodah Zarah. So why is that Mutter? That's a Tzura Nevedis. Mars is not the planet Mars, the god Mars. The god Mars is an Avodah Zarah. The god Jupiter is an Avodah Zarah. The god, all these things are Avodah Zarah. So why are they mutter? You find them in Canaan. If you learn like the rabbi, the truth that Chama Levana means the sun god, Phoebus, and the moon god, the tzur, or the tzur that's associated with the sun and the moon, then tzur is kechavim mazolus. Also means the tzur that's associated with the other kechavim mazolus. Those are gods. So why is it mutter? If you would find such a surah in the street, a statue of Venus in the street, that would be also. The Ram himself says that if by Tavnas Yad and Tavnas Regel, the Ram learned Tavnas Yad and Tavnas Regel, I raise that surah because the Ram learned, because you can tell from the art, that from the hands and the feet, that it's a surah's koichot. Because when they draw the koichot, koichot means Jupiter, Mars, all these gods. When they draw the hands and the feet, there's some stylized way to do it. You can tell from the hand, this is Mars's hand. You can tell from the feet, this is Zeus's, this is Jupiter's foot, and so on. So, you see in the Rambam, if you find a statue of Jupiter, or Avada Tzura Nevedis, and it's awesome. If you find a statue of Venus, it's also Tzura Nevedis, and it's awesome. So how come if you have Jupiter and Venus on a keli, it's mutter? So the answer is that the Rambam holds that ala kelim is more kal. Then on a keli, you swim with it's lenoi. A statue of Venus is a Tzura Nevedis. But Venus on a vase, whatever, that's not the cheskes that they were over it, except the Chama Levana special. Like the Gemara says, Hanet Chashivi and Pokul. And then Tosis says from Rabbeinu, brings from Rabbeinu Tam. Tosis says from Rabbeinu Tam that Kelim Atakim Borkal, that even according to a mayor who holds that Stam Slomim are Osir, it still agree with our Mishnah that Stam images on Kalim are mutter. Because Kalim are more kal, Kalim are more likely that it's Lenoi. Which also makes sense, I think, historically. They decorated all these things with images, with frescoes, and we know with pictures of the gods, but they weren't over them the way they'd be over to a statue. So that's the Ram too, the Kalim are more kal. But what about Rashi? Does Rashi or Kalim are more kal? Rashi's chalim. Because we saw Rashi says that the Mishnah is not like a mayor. Because according to Meir, that stamps tamim are surim. So why does the Mishnah only ask the chamul levana? So Rashi and the Mishnah not like a Meir. The Mishnah is going like Rabbanan. The stam tsuris are a mutter. The chamul levana more chol. So we've seen Rashi doesn't have to swear the kelim more kal. Well, if Rashi doesn't have to swear the kelim more kal, then how could tsuris chamul levana mean the sun god and the moon god? That would imply that the Venus god and the Jupiter god are mutter. Why should that be mutter? Why does it sur nevedes? So that would lead me to think. The Shach says not the way, but that would lead me to think that Rashi's talking chiluk in the Ram. The Rashi when he says Mazel Chama Mazel Levon, he doesn't mean the sun god and the moon god. He means the sun and the moon. And the sun and the moon are not a tzura nevedes. I mean that's the chiddush. Jupiter and Mars, the planet Jupiter, the planet Mars, other tzuras are not a tzura nevedes. But the sun and the moon. Hagam, they're not the sun and the moon, the sun disk and the moon disk. That's the tradition of the Mishnah. That if the sun disk and the moon disk are tzura nevedes, I hardly ask me if the sun and the moon are tzura nevedes. The disk of the sun and the moon, the disk of the moon are tzura nevedes. So how come the earlier Mishnah doesn't say anything about the sun and the moon? The Rashi heard the main thing that I'm pointing out is Taisus v'chalak between Kalim and statues. Kalim are more kal. That's how Taisa says there's no reason to think this mission is only going like Rabban or Vermeer. Even according to Vermeer, that's Stam Storm and Rasur. Open the Pamachas Bashanah. That's statues. Kalim are more kal. Chon Ram is Mukhut, the Kalim are more kal. Because Ram says if you have the sun god and the moon god on a Kali, it's also, but if you have Venus and Mars, the god Venus or Mars on a Kali, it's Mutter. Why is it Mutter? Right? It's a Tzura and a statue, it's a Tzura and Nevedis. Because Kalim are more kal. But I see Rashi holds Kalim are not more kal. Because Rashi says that our Mishnah only goes like the Rabban Rameir. According to Meir, it's Tam Tzuris Osir, so not only Chama Levana Osir, everything is Osir. Must be going like Rameir. Like Rabban rather. If it's Tam Tzuris Amutter, the Mishnah is Mechadis that Chama Levana Osir on the list. Rashi is not Mechalik between Kalim and statues. So again, the main point I'm making is if you're not Mechalik between Kalim and statues, then how can the Mishnah say that Shark Echobim Mazolus Amutter? If there was a statue of Venus from Mars, it would be Osir. Parents says, we're not talking about the god Venus and the god Mars, we're talking about the disk of the sun, the disk of the moon, that's Taka Osir, and the disk of other planets, draw a red dot, it's not Osir for Mars, for the planet Mars, it's not Osir. So I'm asking, if there's no chiluk from Kalim and statues, so why does the Mishnah talk about Tzuris Chama, Levona? How come in the previous Mishnah, when the Mishnah talked about the Rabbana, the statues are Rabbana Asir, Kol Sheish B'Yod, B'Makil, Tzipor, Kadur, why did the Mishnah say, and also Chama Levana? Yes, it's Poshut. If you're learning that we're talking about the disk of the sun and the disk of the moon, you can't make a statue out of the sun and the disk of the sun and the disk of the moon. That's only on a Kalim. Maybe Dakin also, with the Derech was only to be Messiah on Kalim, not to make statues of it. So here we're talking about things that the Derech is the Messiah on Kalim. So it's Chama Levana. The disk of the sun, the disk of the moon, and a Kali, the Tzura Nevedis. And the statue is not a Tzura Nevedis. Maybe that's what Rashi means, Mazel Chama, Mazel Levona. It doesn't mean the god of the sun. Fakir, that's Rashi means that Puki from that. That Tzura Chama doesn't mean the god of the sun. It means the Mazel Chama, the Chama in the sky. The Mazel Levona means the Levona in the sky, not the god of the Levona. Yeah, come on, the Shach says the fair example. The Shach says Rashi's saying the same as the Ram. Yeah, it's hard to understand. Come on. The Rashi is the same as the Rambam, so why are we makir other tzuras? Are there old tzuras and have others? Unless maybe we could say, maybe the Shach held that the tzur that's associated with the Chama, Levon, and so on, not gods. I don't think that's true. Maybe Rashi held this tzur that's associated with the sun, tzur and associated with the moon. We don't have a gods. So let's not have tzuras, you know. Leo the lion. Maybe Leo the lion's not a god. You know, the hunter, or Orion the hunter. Maybe he's not a god. But he's a tzur, so that's mutter. But the tzur that's associated with the sun and the moon, they are worshipped. Maybe that could be. Maybe the tzur that's associated with the sun is a god. The tzur that's associated with the moon is a god. And the tzur that's associated with Shaka Chavim Mazolos, maybe they're not gods. Maybe they're just lions and tigers. They're not gods. I don't know. Maybe that's how the Shach learned about. Okay, we'll stop here. I think we're going to go time to get ahead. But come, you should go through the whole sugya till Gemara Rashi at least till the end. Then we'll come back around and we'll do it more.
Yeah.
I wonder if this is like the impetus for why they started removing the lines from the covers of the Gemaras.
Oh.